Hi, guys. For the first time in this season.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. I thought we should just start recording right away in case we said anything hilarious. Like when Mallory was...
dropping her phone just now.
Yep.
Just immediately.
How you babies doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, there. Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay.
I'm doing all right and okay.
You know that character from SNL where the microphone's just like hitting you in the face? That's kind of what happens. What's happening right now? Pop, pop, pop. Yep. But where am I? Tell me where to put my mouth.
We did it.
It's been, okay. Yeah, a minute.
Yeah, holy crap. So the three of us haven't talked all together, and I don't even can tell you how long.
I don't even can tell you neither.
I don't even can tell you
no It words. Feels like a year ago. I don't think I've seen Mal since before COVID.
I didn't remember the names of any of the programs we used, so I was really thankful to see that Hillary also didn't, and that there was a text message confirming what the fuck we were doing this on, because I was like, I don't even know how to do this anymore.
Just now when you said programs, I thought you meant like television programs, and I was like, oh, you forgot the whole name of the show that we watched.
Yeah, I forgot the whole show we watched.
I don't know which program
we
watched.
I showed up, but I did not do the assignment.
Uh-oh.
I watched all of the season in the last week, and Todd watched every episode with me.
Thanks,
Todd. Oh, Kevin
Todd.
Watched this season with me, too.
You guys are great, and you have great boyfriends.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah.
And, like, somebody said something like, oh, you watch with your wife? It's so nice of you. Gosh, I couldn't stand that garbage. And Todd was like, yeah, it's, like, just because of Hillary. But then, like, he had very heated opinions and conversations with me every episode. So, like... Like, yeah, it's trash television, but, like, I don't know, you come at it from this, like, I don't know, like, it's an experiment, it's a game, also mm-hmm. these are people with emotions in a real weird situation, like.
Kevin likes to watch The Bachelorette more than he likes The Bachelor. The Bachelor makes him a little more uncomfortable.
Same.
He's like... Because of the way the women fight, it just, I don't know, it makes him have more anxiety than when the men fight for some reason. When the men fight, he just thinks it's kind of funny, usually.
Yeah,
but
yeah, the house full funny. Of dudes is less catty.
Jake's totally the opposite. The, like, everybody roiding out and, like, getting aggro really makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't mind, like... kind of bitchiness and cattiness and that kind of stuff. He's like, yeah, whatever, it's a bunch of hot ladies, I'll get to know them.
But
I honestly watch the entire franchise so that I can watch Paradise, because it's I live for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited.
You get, like, really excited about certain people because you love them from the season.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think I just like how they still sort of try to present The Bachelor and The Bachelorette like it's not total hot garbage, but Bachelor in Paradise is absolutely marketed as hot garbage. And I'm like, yes, thank you.
It's more
That's
honest.
Exactly, it's clearly right. What I've come here for. Yeah, exactly. And I always feel like they're a lot more tongue-in-cheek with those those off seasons that they do, like the winter one and stuff too. They're always like a lot goofier.
Which
kind of reminds me of oldie timey dating games. You know how goofy and like kind of cheeky that they always were. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think that's why I like Paradise best, because it feels like more of an actual game show, if you will.
Also,
than maybe just psychologically damaging people out there, The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Also, Paradise seems more like people would sign up to go drink and eat and like hook up with people,
diddle around
for free.
Yeah.
Then, like, yeah. I want to try really hard to woo somebody for 2 months.
Yeah, it just sounds, like, more fun
yeah.
and more, like, a real thing you might want to do.
Sounds like a vacation, straight up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about really enjoying the last two Bachelorettes, because Tayshia's dudes... and Katie's dudes loved each other. It seemed like once it was down to the final handful, they were really, it was a positive energy in the house. They were kind to each other. They cared about each other. Like, did you guys hear what's his name's song? Connor's song.
The bromance
yeah.
song?
Yeah. The bromance they're song. They're all singing.
It's precious.
Oh, they like each other. I love it.
Yeah, I feel like for the most part, they really do like each other. I feel like Katie's men in general seemed highly focused on like the group vibe.
Yeah.
They were like really like when somebody started fucking with the house vibe, they're like, no, you gotta get out. You're fucking with the house vibe. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't mess with my boys, Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my boys.
It felt to me like they were using a lot of power, like this group mob mentality power. And I was like, this could be good or really bad. Like, yeah, I'm glad yeah. Katie's listening to them, things. But also like, what if they just keep doing it till the end is what I was worried about.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of did. They did it as long as yeah. they could.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Thomas. He got roasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because he's getting roasted on the Mexican beach.
Yeah, true. I thought that guy was a total dingus anyway, so. Yeah.
Should we he do didn't do anything for me.
Our intro?
Oh, yeah, do you remember it?
I don't know. Do you start, Jill?
We watched The Bachelor. They made some snacks for your favorite snack-themed Bachelor podcast. Welcome to Life's a Snackin' What's Crackin'. Life's a Batch.
Welcome to Life's a Batch, or Snack Mondays.
The best snack-themed podcast about The Bachelor.
Where we watch The Bachelorette and talk about whatever we want. I'm Hill.
I'm Mal.
And I'm Jill.
Welcome.
That was it.
Welcome to the show.
Wah, 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 wah.
This is the season finale of Katie's season of The Bachelorette. Hillary and I recorded an episode after the first week. Was it like we did limo entrances?
Limo exits? I don't know. Yeah. The first or second episode.
And then
I didn't do that.
No. And we just talked to each other about, I think we talked a lot about like IUDs and stuff. I don't think we talked very much about the show.
Oh, I love you guys so much, but I did not listen to it if we published it. So
we did publish it.
Okay, good, good, good.
I also didn't listen to it.
Fantastic. Okay. Whew.
I didn't even listen to it to edit it. I just like did a quick sound check and was like, close enough. It's fine.
Yeah. And then like months later, Mary, Jill's mom, texts me and says something about liking that we podcast, and I was like, she has made a mistake. I was like, I don't remember the last time I podcasted.
I don't know when I did that.
Yeah, she must have just gotten around to it or something, but it was nice. She does like listening to us. So really, my mom can take some credit for us feeling motivated to get together today.
For this right True. Now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We'll dedicate this one to Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
She deserves you did it.
This one goes out to you, girl.
Wow. I can't sing that. That's gross. That's my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, what do we want to talk about? Greg, mostly?
No.
Not really.
Like that guy.
There's so much that has happened and also so little.
Yeah.
But I have feelings about...
Did you think that she would pick Blake?
Yes.
Me too.
Well, okay. I have text messages as proof. I said, Michael, Greg, and Blake are top three.
Yeah,
and they who would did have I been think? Had Michael not sent himself home. Yeah, who did you think? I think we all agreed about Blake and Greg, honestly.
Yeah. Man, I have so many feelings like about when after Connor leaves and Blake. You know, goes up to her window with the boombox and plays the song that they dance to. And then they, like, make out hard.
Hard.
Like, it is the steamiest one I've ever seen. And I was like, yeah. And you, like, know how it feels to be, like, tired and emotional and then have, like, a really hard make out.
Oh, yeah. It's always, like, a notebook moment. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know what I want, but it's you. You know, there just is rain for some reason.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that this season too, actually. Oh,
yeah. Well, what Seattle. A fake
rain in New Mexico.
Yeah.
I assume just like PAs with hoses. I'm
sure. Well, I remember when they did the rain in the tree, it looked like they had rigged up a bunch of hoses up into the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they made out hard.
Yeah. I could just like, you could feel it from that moment, that experience that like they were into each other.
Yeah. I knew that Blake had to at least get a fantasy suite.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like they had.
Oh, they had to. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But, like, the whole Greg thing, I can definitely see both sides. Okay? Because watching the episode, he tells her he's, like, in love with her, and her face looks stoic and frozen, and she just keeps nodding and smiling, and you're like, is she asleep? Can she hear what he's saying? Like, why isn't she responding at all? Todd and I were both, like, kind of freaking out. They're like, why? Like, this is a big deal for him. Why isn't she responding? And so, like, I understand Greg's point of view. And he says there's a disconnect, and I totally agree. Katie doesn't really understand why he was upset. It's because he told her he loved her, and she did nothing. Like, she didn't have to say she loved him. But then, like, when Blake tells her, she, like, smiles and giggles and kisses him. Like, she reacts. And she didn't when Greg told her that he loved her.
I respect your opinion, and I very strongly disagree.
What? She didn't react.
So, two things.
Yeah.
First of all.
I have words.
We did not see her react. The show is heavily edited, and they gave Greg a bachelor edit. So I believe that it was intended for her to look bad.
Oh. Yeah,
in this interaction. So that's my thing one is I like to give Katie the benefit of the doubt. Because it was a weird reaction that they showed.
It was totally so weird.
And then he's like, what? And she's like, I just love looking at you. And that was also kind of weird.
Yeah.
But when he, like, shuts down and she's like, you've totally shifted, your body language has changed, he's like, what do you mean? How so? I don't know what you're talking about. And he's just fully gaslighting her immediately when he could have been like, you know, I feel like I really just opened up to you and I just didn't get anything back.
Yeah.
So, like, she immediately recognized that he was having some sort of feelings, mm-hmm. didn't know what they were about, and then he refused to communicate with her. So I think he gives up all of his rights to be butthurt immediately because he's an asshole. But I'm also mad in advance about what happens later.
But, yeah. Like, yeah, I can, like, I see that they're not good at disagreeing or arguing or communicating about feelings. So this wouldn't have worked. For sure. No matter. Like,
agreed.
The way that they communicate is poor. Yeah, and they're, like, immediately turns to fighting and sadness. It's like, she's, like, worried the whole season that he's gonna quit and leave.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, like, so you think her reaction was something different?
I think, at minimum, there was time that they didn't show. Mm-hmm. Because when he's telling her that he loves her, and somebody, I think, on TikTok pointed this out. I didn't notice it right away. But he's got tears, like, dripping down his face, and she has her hand on his face, and she's wiping his tears away as he's talking to her. And then it cuts to her, like, smiling and nodding, and his face is dry, and her hand is not on his face or his shoulder within, like, 1 second.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know that scene is edited. I don't know what they might have left out. And maybe they didn't leave anything out, and she did have a really weird reaction. And I get why he would be disappointed and upset and feel like there's a disconnect. I also think if he was in love with her, he would have done anything at all to try to work it out instead of blaming her for everything and leaving.
That's exactly where I'm at, is I feel like, so right before all of that happened, he saw her and Blake on their date. And he, like, had a really strong reaction to that. He had feelings about that. And I feel like, personally, that was when he decided to check out. And then he used all of this as a projection for like a reason to get the fuck out of there, because he was done, I think, after he saw her with Blake. So I feel like he kind of had, all of it came off like very manipulative to me. None of it came off as like this actual, I don't think that Katie could have reacted correctly for him, if that makes any sense. He seemed really hellbent on nothing she said was going to be good enough for him. Nothing she said was like, he just like wasn't responding, like he wasn't trying to have a conversation with her. There like literally wasn't a moment where he was like, oh, okay, weird, just a crazy misunderstanding and that hurt my feelings, but like, whew, good thing it was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
which would be like the normal person thing. Either that or he has, you know, I just learned about dysphoria, that's like rejection sensitivity, and maybe he suffers from like a rejection sensitivity dysphoria, but either way that doesn't excuse you like gaslighting somebody the way that you did. And then he just continued to do it on the tell-all too, so it was just like, oh, okay, you just like kind of are an asshole. I think I really feel like he's trying to make it come off like she was being cold and insensitive, when really he had already checked out and decided to leave. So I think, like Jill kind of said, it was probably them trying to save it for like a bachelorette, because I think he's probably a good contender for a bachelor.
But he seemed so happy with his family and like excited to tell her he loved her.
Yeah, which I think makes the whole thing all the weirder. And Katie kind of mentioned that at some point, like for the night to have gone as perfectly as it did, and then for this one misunderstanding to happen and you to completely 180 and then leave me. Like,
well, I honestly think that was probably I mean, I know that sounds kind of like maybe people think that's too deep, but I feel like that was probably part of his plan, so that he didn't look like the bad guy. He looked like, to his family, he got dumped by this like cold woman. So they're not going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? She was super nice. Like, because it seemed like his family was like kind of hinting that like, they were kind of surprised he was like settling down and like, good thing you're finally doing this. Like, wow. You know? And so I feel like I just feel like it was all a fucking act. I do not buy any part of him at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's like, maybe he did have real feelings for Katie and maybe he really was upset. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think that.
Yeah. Well,
based on what we saw, I don't disagree with either of them. I just think that they're bad at communicating.
I definitely agree with
you. I definitely there. Could yeah. see from the edit what Greg was thinking and feeling, and also watching it back, like, agree with Katie also.
I agree that at least based off of the edit from what we saw, I could see why Greg might have a sensitive reaction, like that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, absolutely. Like you said, I just, if he really did love her, that yeah. seems like that would be a situation that you'd really want to work through.
True.
And probably quickly, you True. Know, like,
yeah. yeah. And,
or at least
he just didn't listen to her.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, at least just acknowledge that, like, okay, you know, I get it. Like, you're dating three other dudes still. You don't want to say I love you until the very end. But, I mean, he literally tried to force her to say it. There wasn't going to be anything that she could do other than say I love you. And she had made it really clear that, like, that just wasn't the thing she wanted to say to the end. And then that was when he pretty much decided, like, right when you said that, I knew it wasn't me. Because if it was me, why wouldn't you say it? And so it was
And that's true and fair, but then to turn around and make her believe that it's her fault you're leaving. Like,
yeah.
If you can say in that moment, I realized I wasn't the one for you.
Yeah, that's not gaslighting. That's telling the truth. You're saying, I realized I wasn't it. I needed to remove myself from the situation. Cool.
Yeah, totally. And like, it's still hurtful. It's still heartbreaking for both people or whatever, but you're not like saying I deserve better than how you're treating me, when literally all she did was not respond the way you imagined she would to something, and then wasn't given any information when she asked what was wrong. I don't know. It seems
the way that he reacted to her asking like what is wrong right now really bothered me too, because it was just
me too. Yeah, because he was like,
like,
she
you
was
don't know what's wrong.
Shift.
Like, you don't know. You don't know. And that really bothered me. I was just like, ah, what the fuck are you doing right now, man? I don't know. I felt pretty triggered by a few of the ways that he was acting. I was just like, I don't like that.
I've heard that from a few people, like friends of ours and friends of the show, who, especially when they had the follow-up conversation where he ended up actually leaving, and they were just like, it was really hard to get through. It reminded me a lot of like my previous relationship and the way that like my ex used to talk to me and how I felt so small all the time. Like, this was very triggering for a lot of women.
Yeah.
Yikes. And probably some men too. Like, it's not, it's just like not an okay way to communicate with someone. And like, even if he's not doing it on purpose, like, you gotta do some work on yourself, bro.
Yeah,
I just feel like his pride got hurt when he saw her and Blake together, and that was like how this whole thing unfolded, was his hurt fucking pride.
I think he may have been looking for a way out the whole time.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's,
yeah, because that's he was so close to Fantasy Suites, he could have gotten all the answers he wanted and needed.
Exactly. And like she said, she had reassured him over and over again. And like, even that one conversation that they had where she was like, I'm just so scared that you're gonna leave. And he acted like she didn't say she was falling in love with him. She said that to him. Like, yeah, 2 episodes prior, she said those words to him, and he just pretended like that never happened. Yeah. Like, how is that not reassurance? She hadn't said that to anyone else.
I guess it bothered me too how much he was trying to kind of throw it in her face that she kept using terminology like front runner and like stuff like that. Cause I was like, y'all are like quite literally on the fucking show. Like, it's let's cut her some fucking slack, dude. Like,
yeah.
And they all say it. Like, it's really hard to get an episode where people aren't saying only those things.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
At the end of this, my journey, time.
Mm-hmm.
Front runner. Oh my gosh, I loved Hunter talking about top four, and then them talking about like throwing him under the bus during the whatever it was debate.
I still also think it was Greg that threw him under the bus on that. Jill, you pointed that out, and I was like, oh, I rewatched it and was like, that's exactly what the fuck happened.
It's so funny though, and like people talking about him being a super fan. I just really liked that a super fan made it on. And that talking about your list is what got you sent home.
Poor Hunter.
Do you think he actually is a super fan?
I don't think he's a super fan, but my understanding is that he participated in the subreddit before he went on the show. So he's like a fan.
Yeah.
That's when they're like, he's in all the forums. They just mean he's on Reddit. he does, I don't know if he did before the show, but he definitely does now. He's at least aware of Game of Roses, if not actively listening to it. He's in the pit.
He probably bought the book.
I hope so. I hope he gets a second
chance. Didn't Bachelor Clues say that there may or may not be somebody on Katie's season?
Oh, that they were coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I forgot about that.
We better figure that out.
Maybe I thought it was someone for Michelle's season. We'll have to go back and look into that, because
maybe it's Michelle.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so when is Michelle's season after Paradise?
Yeah, it's filming right now.
So
yeah, it'll be after Paradise, I guess, in the fall sometime.
I'm stoked.
I'm so excited for Paradise. I'm actually really excited for Michelle's season too. They're supposed to be doing a little bit more traveling. Like, there will be bubbles, but like multiple and not just one resort the whole time, which I think will be better. Because like the dates are so pathetic.
They are like really boring. It's like, guys, we can only do so many mock-up cities. Like,
ugh, so cringy.
You know, so many fucking obstacle courses.
Right.
I like the truth or dare ones.
Oh yeah. Well, those are dumb and better than some of the other ones for sure.
Yeah.
when it's the men, my favorite ones are the ones where they force them to be, like, intimate and vulnerable in front of each other. Those ones are my favorite, because I'm mean.
Yeah. That's true. Like, what did they call it on Game of Thrones? The Circle of Pain or yeah. something? When they all had to sit around with Nick Viall and, like, share all of their trauma.
Share their bullshit, yeah.
I liked that. It was hard, but I liked it.
Wish that I had taken notes on it, but, like, isn't Thomas's, like, story, like, him smiling like a crazy person yes. and saying things like, there are lots of red flags with me?
Yeah. Yep.
And then didn't say anything?
Yeah, his whole thing was he's just like, yeah, so there's, like, crazy red flags with me. but, like, we're good, though.
Yeah, and then later when she asked about the red flags, he was like, yeah, I just, like, you know, there's just some stuff, but I'll tell you anything you want to know. And she's like, I want to know all of them. What are they? And he's like, I mean, just ask me a question. I'll answer it. She's like, I'm asking you.
Yeah, red flag number one, ambiguity.
Yes.
Did I say that word right?
Yeah.
Ambiguity. Yeah.
Damn.
You did. Also, I really loved Caitlin. telling Katie she was using big words and to define, like, more than one.
When was this?
During the finale, she's like, define gaslighting. Define something else. That's a
very strong word, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you guys like Tayshia and Caitlin as hosts this season?
Most amazing host!
Loved it, too.
Way more sense for Katie or any bachelorette to discuss fantasy suites with her peers instead of a middle-aged dude.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. I also thoroughly enjoyed how, like, I think more peer level that they are with the contestants. You know what I mean? Like, they're all about the same age. They're also kind of getting married. They've also been through the process. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that helped them sort of get things a little bit better, whereas Chris has obviously seemed out of touch for, like, fucking forever.
Yes. Yeah.
It was
when Neil Lane shows up and you're like, why the fuck is Neil Lane here?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I am obsessed with Tayshia FaceTiming Neil Lane. Like, that's how you get the rings there. And then Tayshia is Neil Lane for Blake and, like, they used to date and the whole thing. I just loved all of it. It was the worst.
All of it was super bizarre. And then Blake gets out to, when he gets out of that limo for the last part of it. And Caitlin and Tayshia were literally just, like, so worried, and he steps out of the car, and they both just turn on their fucking, hi, their host smile. I fucking died.
Yeah. Yeah, they make way more sense. They, like, relate to the viewer and the contestants.
I think so, too.
You know? Because, like, they were getting excited during the limos, and when she talks to them about her feelings, like, they get giddy, like we do, and Chris just nods his head all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chris Harrison isn't going to be sitting on the floor outside of the bathroom talking to Katie while she has a meltdown, right? No. Like, he might go and knock and be like, Katie, do you want to come out and talk? And she's going to be like, fuck you, Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
And then, like, what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah. And Katie thanking them at the end because Tayshia introduced her to Blake. And because Caitlin, went in the bathroom and they got to cry on the floor together. That's, it's also good television, but it's also very relatable.
Yeah. And, like, having people who actually have been through it or something very similar mm-hmm. to be able to, like, help coach you through it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like empty platitudes. It's like, well, this is my experience. Like, this is what I got out of it. I feel like it was worth it. I hope it'll be worth it for you. Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Caitlin was in there being like, let's stick it to Greg. You go and fall in love hard with whoever's left.
Caitlin's... these Canadian boys do it better.
Maybe.
Right? Caitlin... Maybe she was giving it hard for the Canadians.
I hope so. She has mentioned, like, I don't know if it was an interview or just an Instagram story, but she said when everything happened, she was like, obviously Greg's hurt as well. And she felt like probably both people really screwed up and it was a sad situation. And then it wasn't until she watched it back that she was like, I can't believe that he talked to her that way. And, like, I can't believe how well she kept it together considering the way that she just got dumped.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how much they actually did talk about, like, what happened, because Caitlin didn't really know until after.
The standing over her and looking her in the face and saying, I deserve better, felt so fucking mean.
She was on
scary.
Her yeah. knees on the ground, literally begging him to stay, and that's what he said to her.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't enough to show how she felt, was, like, physically getting down on the ground and begging, and you're like, no, that's not enough reassurance for me.
That's true. Like, not even a part of him was, like,
because when you're
gonna
about,
sit on the ground
I mean,
and be
all,
like,
he's like,
yeah,
a big man,
I should stay.
And she's little, yeah. and then she's already on the ground, and he's towering above her. Like, it's just such an unfair, stressful. Like, I just hated the whole thing. I was like, I don't like this at all. Like,
Yeah. Well, I guess that, like, she's
it
the,
made me
the
really
tension.
Wonder what Greg's like in private, and like around people who actually know him. I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. This is how you're acting on national TV. Like, this is behavior that you think is fine to be filmed.
Oh.
Behavior that he thought was so fine that after the final rose, he said he didn't have any GD regrets until Katie blasted him.
And I'm, like, a jealous as fuck person, too. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely am the first to admit, like, hey, hi, I've got jealousy issues. But it just feels like we've said this a bunch of times. Like, it always blows my mind when you know exactly what situation you're signing yourself up for.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you're a jealous person, you should probably do more to safeguard yourself from, like, seeing her with other people when you get down to the final four. Maybe hanging out on your fucking balcony staring at their date wasn't the right move, Dorkosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word up.
If it had been me and I had seen, like, a hint of those jerseys outside, I would have ran so fucking fast. Like, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, oh yeah. You don't have to subject yourself to that.
No, get out of there. I'm going to blow my nose.
Okay.
It won't blow. This is the progress.
Oh. Good luck.
Katie and Greg have so much, like, tension. It felt like she was always uneasy around him. If things weren't really happy. Like, as soon as things were, like, maybe sad, she was like, oh, no, let's fix it. And it reminded me of other relationships. And just seemed like, that was just not... If he had... I'm glad he didn't stay, because, like, if he had and they were together, it would just be so much more of that.
I was a little unsure about Blake until the moment that they were in the hot tub and she was telling him literally exactly what had happened, and he just sat there and was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, he just was, like, so chill about it. I was like, oh, and it seemed very genuine. It wasn't, and he handled her family, like, real fucking well, too. Lindsay was terrifying.
She was awful.
Rachel, what was her name?
Like, yeah, Lindsay.
Ooh. I mean, it's like, I get what you're saying, girl, but, like, damn.
Yeah,
like,
she was harsh.
It was just like, he's not necessarily the one you gotta be mean to. Like, he's just not the one.
Yeah, she was
the wrong guy to chew an asshole to.
She wasn't actually wrong about anything she said, but she was so unnecessarily mean.
She was aggressive.
She was just so aggressive.
She's like, we don't need you. You're here if we want you here.
Yeah. She's like, ultimately, you mean nothing.
Yeah.
She said that to him.
That was when I felt like I passed the line from, like, assertive to, like, aggressive. I was like, oh. At first, it was like, you don't need no man. Yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, you're like, this is our philosophy.
And then she said that, and I was like, oh. And then I was like, ow.
I know.
I don't know what I would have done if I was sitting in the room. I bet, because you're sitting there like, yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh my gosh. I love her.
yeah, she was funny.
But also, I think Blake is the only person who could have handled her at all. And, like,
he seemed honestly pretty fine. It was like, okay, yep, this is terrifying, but this is fine. It, you know,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That seems to be Blake's attitude. I was talking to Todd about it, and, like, Greg, like, couldn't have given Katie what she needed, because Blake, well, I don't know. This isn't a clear
Greg's
thought.
Greg's not confident enough. He doesn't actually have confidence, and then that's coming out and ripping his fucking partner apart.
So yeah, it's hurting her. And Todd was saying, like, Blake's just like, he doesn't have as much going on. And I was like, yeah, but that's what's sabotaging Greg, is self-sabotage. And, like, that's how Blake can make it through the whole process and through Aunt Lindsay.
Blake has more going on than we think he does. You know what I mean? Like, if he maybe is just a little... Because, you know, he was real, like... It's really important to him to be like, this is the book I read, da-da-da-da-da. So I have a feeling maybe they also just sort of, like, also edit him maybe a little more hockey bro than he is actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because he's all about animals, and I just love that so much, too.
Yeah.
That's true. I have a very important question for you, Hillary. Do or do not Canadians drink shots of maple syrup?
In bed.
I've never.
That's not
real.
I've never
heard
of people
drinking
syrup.
I need to know about your sexual preferences of maple syrup.
It's not Elf. It's not Christmas, the North Pole. It's just Canada. And...
But do you
maple
use it
trees?
As lubrication?
Definitely not. I mean, I was 11 when I moved away from Canada, but I don't know anybody who uses maple syrup in the bedroom or drinks it by itself. And he was like, I was a bartender, and then just
but was he?
Yeah, he just says he was, and then gives her just plain maple
syrup
to drink.
Yeah.
I think he put alcohol in the first shot. Mm. I did see a video of him and his mom doing shots of maple syrup on Instagram, but I think it has to be like a joke.
Yeah, I don't know. My answer is no.
Okay, thank you. No. That's what I thought.
Yeah. My brother was at Costco, and the cashier. Okay, thank you. The cashier said sorry, and my brother Chase was like, oh, where are you from? And he goes, well, I'm from Germany, but sometimes American accents get boring, so I try other stupid accents. And Chase was like, oh, like Canadian, because that's what I am. And then he said the two cashiers on either side just started laughing at him.
That's amazing. I love it. Is there a chance that it's not Mal?
Yeah, it's fine. We're good.
She didn't say her line was green.
Oh, okay. Kevin said that it is recording, actually. So we're. I don't know. It's just I can't see the screen, so it's giving me an internal panic attack that I can't see the screen.
Okay.
Okay, good. Everything's fine.
Okay, good. Anyway.
Okay. Back on track. That's really funny.
Yeah. But if you're going to make fun of anyone, it's going to be Canadians, because they're nice.
They're probably just, or they're just going to laugh it off and... say thanks.
Yeah, and say those dumb Americans don't know what they're talking about.
I made accidental like online friends with this Canadian punk band, and they are the nicest people I've ever met in my whole life. One of them is in this band that got a song on the newest Rock Band like coming up or whatever.
Oh, cool.
He literally right. That's like a cool thing that most people I feel like in America would present as like fuck yeah, I'm on fucking Rock Band. My fucking song is on fucking Rock Band, right? Like that's super exciting. I also just use the F word so many times, apparently that's super American. This dude really posted up in his story, super neat, got a song on Rock Band. Super neat, guys. I messaged him like, that's the most Canadian shit I've ever read in my life. Super neat. He's like, neato. Fuck.
What's Rock Band?
You know, it's like the video game.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Shout out to Calling All Captains. They're a Canadian punk band. Nice guys.
Cute.
That's awesome.
I'd be super pumped.
Yeah. I would think so too. That would be my thing. I'm like super pumped if anyone buys like a painting from me at the farmer's market. He's got a song on fucking Rock Band.
Super neat.
Super neat. Yeah, super neat.
I'm having trouble thinking of a Canadian that I don't love, so.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Love Hill. Hill's my favorite. She makes the Nanaimo bars.
I do have some custard powder in my pantry because I was like, I'm going to make these too. And then I never did. So if you want it.
You already gave me an extra one of yours. So now I have two.
Well, only if you run out of the first one. I've got a backup for you.
Because I don't make enough. You only use 2 tablespoons for a whole batch. It's going to last
forever.
Yeah, it never runs out. I've had mine for 3 years.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I should just use it to make other stuff.
Yeah, I should start making custard, I guess.
Random custard?
I guess.
But if you're making nice custard, you make it out of eggs, not out of powder.
Right.
Is it like pudding?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it just what is in the middle of the Nanaimo bar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's a lot sweeter than custard, I think. Yeah. I think custard is very much like pudding.
Yeah.
Custard. I don't know why I did that. Canadians don't even have that voice.
Yeah, I don't know what voice that was.
Well, I don't either, but it certainly wasn't Canadian.
I liked it a lot.
None of my accents are anything. That's the fun thing about my accents. It's like, where's that from? Nowhere.
That's the fun thing about me.
My brain.
Oh, Brendan makes me so angry. His stupid hair.
Oh my god,
I was so stupid.
I was literally about to say, "Who's Brendan?"
He's the tall,
but I remember
Canadian who was like a firefighter in training. He sounds just like my cousins, and I wanted to punch him in the face the whole time. Because his hair and his voice sounded so dumb. It looks like he took a round brush and round brushed like 8 of his hairs in the front so they have individual loops and then they're like gelled or something.
It's so bizarre. It's such a Jimmy Neutron choice. Yes.
Jimmy Neutron is full head of hair. Jimmy Neutron is Elvis hair. This was a rooster comb or whatever that's called. It was garbage.
Also, yeah, I agree. I found it difficult to look at him.
Him staying was hilarious. He's like, why am I here? I didn't get a one-on-one. She obviously likes all of you dudes more. I'm gonna go see what's going on. And then he has to go home and you're like, yeah. He's like, why am I here? And she's like, yeah, it's because you're easy to send home.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I guess we'll do that now.
Yeah.
Just now. Thanks for taking my easy one away, Brendan.
So
Brendan.
Brendan? Yeah, Brendan? Isn't that his name?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though.
Yeah. No. He's going to be on Paradise, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. He's very good friends with Blake in real life.
Well, yeah, because he stopped off to say goodbye, which I thought was adorable.
Oh, in his underwear. Blake in his underwear in the middle of the night multiple times. I love it.
Me too.
I loved it.
You're like, honestly, they probably did actually have enough time to put pants on because, like, obviously the whole crew's there. So, but he was just like, it's fine.
Well, he didn't when Katie went to get him and say he could stay after the rose ceremony. There wasn't a camera in his room.
For that decision, too. I figured I could make it a little harder. Well, you're going to send me
home. He's like, who are you? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I'll stay. Okay, great.
No, I think that was strategic. He was playing like he was sleepy. He was being pretend sleepy so that he was like, oh, what? Oh, I just
totally I'm naked.
Casually naked in my underwear. Yeah, I'll totally stay if you want. It's fine.
Yeah, it worked. It worked like a charm.
Yeah, he's cute.
I like them.
I think that I would be just like Katie if Greg left me. I would have been like, this is my man. I'm happy with my choice. You suck. Like when Tayshia was like something like, how are you? She's like, better now. Better now that Greg's gone and Blake's here.
Yeah.
I thought it was like really petty, but like 100% that's what I would be like.
I really enjoyed it when Blake came out after she talked to Greg. The literal first thing he said was, are you okay? And she was like, yeah. Yeah. Like, he's smart. He's smarter than we give him credit for. He knew that she was riled up.
Yeah.
He saw the look on her face like, oh, she's going to maybe bite him in the throat.
Yeah.
She had that wild animal look in her eyes like, maybe going to bite.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have gone either way.
I was here for it. Like, the whole, like, facade of composure, but with that wild look in your eye, like, say something to me backstage, motherfucker.
I wish that they had done all of the Greg shit earlier in the episode. I thought it was really, really rude to go from the engagement footage to the Greg thing and then back to the happy couple. Like, come yeah, yeah. on, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know why they gotta play her like that.
She and Greg are obviously still so tense.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, whenever somebody makes you feel shitty, it doesn't really matter if you're happy now or, like, in love with someone else. Like, those feelings are gonna come right back if you haven't resolved them.
Yeah, the way that I felt that she was feeling was that she had literally not spoken to him since the incident. She had the time at that point to review what had happened, so she was hella mad that yeah. she didn't get the opportunity in the moment to tell him that he's a fuckwad, and so that was her, like, first and only opportunity, so he kind of got it laid on him.
Yeah, for sure.
If he knew she was going to be there and he knew he was going to be there, honestly, there's no reason at this point that he wasn't like, Ayo, do you want to resolve any of this off screen yet?
Yeah, that seems weird to me, too. And that he came in no regrets in when he could have yeah. been like, I'm really sorry for speaking to you that way. I was hurt and, you know, I need to work on communicating my emotions better. Like, he could have said, like, all the stuff he's saying now, like, on podcasts and stuff, he could have said all of that stuff after the final rose. Like, was
he
recorded,
doing podcast circuits and shit now?
Yeah. Where he's saying, like, oh, no, I do regret it. Like, I didn't realize how much I hurt her and, like, how my behavior impacted her, whatever.
Because he didn't listen. He didn't wait exactly. to hear her side.
Well, exactly. I'm sure that he's caught hella heat for the way he's acted.
Not as much as I would have hoped, but yes, I think he's gotten word that it yeah. may not have come off as well as he thought.
Like, the audience clapping after Katie talks. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
They clapped after he said something at one point, too, though, which gave me a throw-off vibe.
Yes, same. I was like, what are they trying to convey here?
Yeah.
Probably the same thing that I was saying, that, like, based on the footage, yeah. you can yeah. see why he's hurt, because Katie was sure. like, you love me, nod my head. Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it's important for all people to realize when you tell someone you love them, they are not obligated to say anything back to you. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it sucks, but, like, you loving someone should never be contingent upon whether or not they feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
It's just...
Actually...
Like, yeah, it's hard,
it's
but...
not really love if what you're looking... If you're looking for out of it is the validation, you're looking for validation, and then that's the thing that you need to say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He says that he loves her, and then he's like, I gotta leave because you didn't say it back, and I deserve better. And I was yeah. like, one time I didn't tell a guy, I didn't say it back to him, and he proposed to my neighbor 2 weeks later, so maybe I dated Greg.
Maybe you did date Greg. Yeah. I mean, yes, ultimately, it's good that he left, and I'm really happy for Katie and Blake, and I hope Michael A. is okay. I miss him.
Oh, I love Michael A.
What a nice man.
Oh, my gosh.
Do not remember who yeah. that is, Mal.
I cried so much.
I forgot, actually, yeah, for a second, but then I, like, definitely remembered again.
Okay,
I was like,
cool.
Wait, who? Oh, never mind. Yep,
totally. Laura,
super,
his wife,
super
Laura.
Sweet Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were together for 16 years.
Basically, he couldn't come onto the screen without me full on crying. I was just like, yeah. fine, fuck you guys and your fucking editing. You totally got me with this guy. Everything about this makes me cry. Except for the part where he left because his son super needed his daddy. And then that was the only thing that was hella confusing to me because I was like, what? You're like so close to done though.
Yeah, just a few more weeks, right?
The timing was weird because if, in theory, the next week would have been hometowns, and then that he would have seen his son,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
No, right. No, he, so it was hometowns week, but he's like, my son's not here to protect him. Like,
I guess, but was his son never going to come to hometowns? Like, I would think that that would have been a part of it.
His son, from what I remember from the episode, it was hometowns week. He was ready, but his son wasn't going to be a part of it because he wasn't going to be on television and not going to meet Katie unless she was the one or whatever.
I don't remember them talking about that at all.
Yeah, he's...
Did they have an actual conversation about that?
Michael says to the camera or something like, obviously my son's not here for hometowns to protect him. He's somewhere else. And then he FaceTimes with him. And then his son says, maybe daddy doesn't want to see me anymore. And then he's like, I gotta go.
Interesting.
So it was going to be a few more weeks till he saw his son.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that just felt, it just felt a little confusing to me. Because, I mean, you sign up for the whole thing knowing it could potentially be this many weeks. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just, that felt sort of weird to me.
Maybe he just didn't realize the impact that it would have.
Totally.
Yeah, maybe he thought it would just be fine. I also thought it was like medium weird that he told his son that he was working, because like if you're working for 6 weeks and then you come back with a new mommy, that's gonna be an issue.
Yeah.
Like, I know his son is young and he maybe wouldn't totally understand, but I think you can say like, I have to go and do this thing. It's a little bit strange, but I'm going to go see if there's this lady that I might have a connection with, and we might be friends, and she might be a part of our life after this. Like, I think you could find a way
to verbalize
sort of
that.
Explain what you're doing.
That's what I was kind of confused about, is like, isn't the little one with like the grandparents? And couldn't the grandparents find a way to like explain what dad is doing? I don't know. It felt, obviously we don't have enough of the story there of like what exactly the setup was for the kid, but it definitely felt like kind of like, wait, what?
Maybe it was easier because like if to keep it a secret, like from family and friends, like if he was gonna
and I do
on
know
the
what
Bachelor.
It's like to have like a secret from a little one who knows that you have a secret, and then they're just badgering you. So maybe it had just been 2 months of this little guy, Where is my dad? I know you motherfuckers are fucking lying. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, who knows? Either way, I really like Michael.
Yeah,
he's great.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it could have been nice for work. Boy. It could have been to promote whatever he does.
That's true. I don't remember what his
job
is.
Like he pretty
is.
Much took himself out of the running for Bachelor, though, because...
Yeah.
You know?
I was thinking the same thing, because the only way he could be is if he... if he does a Jason Mesnick style season and they film in his hometown and his son is with him the whole time.
Oh, I didn't know that's how that went.
Yeah. Because he had, I think his son was like 4 at the time.
I think that's a similar age to Michael's son, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it wasn't the whole time. Maybe the first like 2 weeks his kid wasn't with him, but... For the, like, all of the major stuff when he was, like, getting close to hometowns and families and stuff like that, he just, like, the dates were all in Seattle. He just was, like, staying at his house with his son at night.
Oh.
So, they could maybe do something like that if they really wanted him for it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they were, this whole time, they were trying to set Greg up for it, but I think he's done too much damage.
I think he's fucked it up.
Yeah. Too polarizing.
Maybe.
So I don't know.
I think trying to frame him as like a victim did not work out for, if that was production's idea, if that was his idea, I'm not really sure who the fuck came up with that one, but that did not work out.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
He came up with a meanie.
Yeah, well, in best case, it's obvious that like he has some emotional baggage that he needs to work through. He doesn't come off as a person who's, like, ready to, first of all, date multiple people at the same time, and secondly, actually, like, settle down and get married. Plus, he was shitting on the game the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear roses. Like, fuck the roses. If it's not real, it's not real. But, like, that's what it is. That's what you're
that's
doing.
What it is, yeah, exactly.
But he could have been, like, playing into that, like, I'm only here for love. I'm not here for the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but, like, then how do you be the lead on the show and like make the show work.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
I'm just saying
they make a lot of weird choices.
Yeah.
I felt bad when he was yelling at her about playing the role of the Bachelorette, and she was like, I am the Bachelorette. It's not like I'm playing the fucking role. I like am the fucking Bachelorette. Jesus Christ. Like, yeah. You know, like,
what do you want from me?
Yeah. This is the actual life I'm living right now. As weird as it fucking is, I am on this actual TV show dating all of you. Like, it's fucking bizarro, obviously.
Yeah. Can we talk really quick about how little we got to know Justin? And how shitty is. Like
literally at all.
I was shocked that she chose him over Andrew. I was like, there's no way. Todd and I were both like,
I feel
what?
Like there has to have been so much relationship that we just like literally didn't see because it's...
Yeah.
And they did kind of allude to that there was a lot of
she
them
said
that they
that.
Just like didn't see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said there were a lot of moments some feedback that didn't already. Get shown.
Yeah. I was really confused about Justin over Andrew, too, because it seemed like her and Andrew had such a good connection, and then it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Andrew just sort of, like, bloop, never to be heard from again.
And Andrew's, like, she sobbed when he left. She freaked out. He came back. They hugged a ton, like...
Yeah, they, like, made out real quick.
We loved Andrew, and then she said goodbye to Justin, and no tears. Neither of them were really that sad.
Yeah.
No, like, long hug. So, like, I was confused about why she kept him. And then when she said goodbye to him, and I was like, well, like, if there's all this unseen footage and they were closer than Andrew, then why was this relationship easier to walk away from?
Yeah. I wonder...
Maybe post-Greg, anything was easier?
What? That's
right,
true.
Yeah,
she might have been all cried out.
Yeah.
I've been, like, watching, do you watch podcasts? I guess I watch them on YouTube sometimes. Anyway, I've been listening to a lot of Bachelor stuff this week because I obviously can't help myself. So I don't remember who I'm stealing this thought from, but somebody said they thought maybe Justin, like, he probably didn't expect to be in the final two. Mm. He maybe thought he would make it to the final three, or even just... you know, just to hometowns was maybe a surprise for him. Mm-hmm. So then when all of a sudden, like, Michael's gone and now Greg's gone, he may have been like, oh, I wanted to date this girl for two more weeks and see how it went. But, like, he might have been a little bit relieved that he wasn't going to have to propose in 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, I believe he was probably disappointed, but maybe not heartbroken and maybe a little bit like... Okay, that's probably better.
What do you think about his family not coming?
I thought that was interesting. I really liked his friends.
Yeah, me too.
I liked his friends a lot, too. Yeah, they were nice. If they were actually closer than we realized, I feel like it definitely did not do him any favors that his family didn't come. I feel like that was probably the moment for her that she was like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah.
You know, what are you supposed to do when the other guy's families do meet you? And then this one's kind of like, no. I mean, maybe it wasn't like, no. Maybe it was a financial thing. Who fucking knows? But, I mean.
Or maybe they were just like, no, I don't want to be on camera for your dumb TV show for the dumb people who watch it. I wouldn't say yes to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would in a heartbeat. What?
You're Aunt Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I am. I would need my moment to, like, chew them apart. It's interrogation
mode. I would also
say
yes. I think, like, whatever your kid is doing, just, like, be supportive.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
If I want you to come do this thing, just, like, go and do it. You know, but.
I don't know. That also, I would, like, I would lose so much sleep if I had to be on camera.
That's true. It's not for everyone. I wouldn't, like,
hey, you're on camera right now.
Oh, my God.
It's making me nervous. Can you guys see me right now?
At me.
Yeah, we can see your whole face and head one of your arms, kind of. Ah! It's a ceiling.
Okay.
That's better.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Support your kids. Were you going to say more about that?
No.
Being on camera's not for everyone?
Oh, that. Oh,
no, well, it's definitely not. Yeah.
I mean, maybe they didn't want to travel during friggin' COVID.
Because I feel like my mom and dad are totally the kind of people who would be like, sorry, like, we love you, but, like, we're absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It seems reasonable to me that, like, yeah. somebody.
My whole family would be like, hard pass on being on camera.
Yeah. Somebody who's aging to, like, buy into this thing that they were maybe skeptical about. Like, yes, be supportive, but also I understand the parents who are like, nah. You're yeah, totally. On your own.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, like, offered a FaceTimer or something. Oh. Like, I know it's not the same, but yeah. there should have been some sort of, like,
okay.
face-to-face introduction.
True.
That's if you're thought. Really considering trying to, like, marry someone.
Honestly, they didn't really touch on the reason why either. It was just sort of, yeah. like, they can't come, and it wasn't, like, no one ever said it was because they didn't want to, so it was well, just like, well, that's okay.
true, but they also didn't give, like, a like an excuse, and it yeah. seems like if they had just, like, a medical reason or, like, a specific reason, it would have been really easy to say this is why, and
I said that to Kevin at the time, bad. Too. I was like, maybe, but yeah, if they had had a reason, you'd think they'd just say that instead of making them look like assholes on national television, so.
yeah.
For real. But there's something to be said about the person who's like, I don't want to be on The Bachelor, and true. Some, and the parents who are like, Pilot Pete's mom, who's like, stoked.
Yeah.
yeah, that would
be. You know what I mean?
I'd have, like, the whole house ready, like, special fedora, like, ready
Ew,
to go.
Ew, no! Special fedora.
I'm an investigator! I'd have a magnifying glass and a monocle.
Oh, okay. That's different. Sherlock's home hat is different.
Hashtag monocle mom. They'd be like, what is going on here?
You're coming in with your own hashtags, right?
I just have, like, the Monopoly guy mustache on my face. What are your intentions with my son?
Oh, man. I mean, for his, like, mental health, I hope Jack's never on The Bachelor. But if he is, I can't wait to see him on it. Thanks. If he is, he's making it to hometowns.
His current goal is to be on MasterChef Junior. So.
Oh, that's a great goal.
He's on that one hard, so.
That's very cute. He's still very into cooking.
Yeah, he is really liking it. He fried an egg the other day by himself.
Amazing. Good for him.
I was really proud of him. Yeah, and I've been trying to let him in there, like, pretty much anytime I'm doing something, I'm trying to give him part of the prep process so that he can start to kind of get into that. I got him a little kid's knife set, so he's been working with his knife techniques and stuff.
Cute.
Yeah.
Knife techniques for kids.
Yeah, I don't know, right?
It sounds kind of scary, but it's actually going better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
I tried to cut a baguette the other day, and I just stabbed my whole hand with a pointy knife.
Why were you trying to use a pointy knife on a baguette instead of a serrated knife?
Oh, it was serrated, but the tip is pointy. It's like yeah. for big cuts of meat, it's one of those serrated knives.
Yikes.
Yeah. We have a bread knife. I just, like, didn't want to walk to the other side of the kitchen, so I grabbed the one that was closest to me. And I honestly don't know how it happened, because I was, like, trying to cut it long ways, like hot dog style.
Yeah.
And it just must have, like, caught somehow and then, like, went, and my hand was somewhere stupid. I don't know. I just, like, stabbed it. It was really strange.
Ah.
It's okay. I'm fine. It didn't go, like, in. It, like, took a, you know when it takes, like, a flap of your skin?
Yeah.
It just, like, pulls it all the way away, and you're like, can you just go back on there? I liked it better when you were on there. But eventually it comes off, and then you just have a wound. That's what happened. I'm okay, though.
Hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Just not good at knives.
Yeah.
I was using a knife we had the other day that I don't know who the fuck designed this, but it's sharp on both sides.
I'm sorry, what?
One side of the knife is serrated, and then you flip the motherfucker over, and it's just like a regular knife blade.
So it's also so sharp.
Yeah, man. And I didn't know that until I went to go put my palm on it to, like, chop no! something. Yeah. I went to go, like, rock my knife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Kevin was next to me, actually. He was like, don't do that. I was like, oh, well, fuck, why? I totally, like, nothing happened, thank God. But he was like, that fucking knife is sharp on both sides. I was like, holy shit. Why
that is, would it you don't be.
Design that way?
They should not make that.
That's a bad
and
idea.
Then no one should buy it.
Yeah, it was really terrifying.
That's a lot of mistakes. Hillary, are you laying on the floor?
Yeah, it's really hard to sit. on my floor.
That's relatable.
For too long.
Okay. Yeah, like your back starts to hurt.
Yeah, and my butt. Yeah. So I was just laying down.
Oh, I didn't know you were sitting on the floor before.
Oh, yeah.
Your guys' legs, you ever sit on the toilet so long that your legs fall asleep, you know?
No.
Today, almost every time.
Yeah. But it was a delayed onset. It was like the weirdest shit. It was like I was pooping, I got up, I washed my hands. The literal second I opened the bathroom door to try to walk out into the hallway, my entire left leg was like, JK, I am actually jelly. And then I had to grip the wall to like get back to my bedroom and just hope to God nobody saw me trying to fucking move my stupid dead robot leg down the hallway. I was like, what the whole fuck?
Yeah. I am a notoriously lengthy pooper, and I would say 90% of the time I poop, my legs are numb when I stand up. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, it's super annoying.
Yeah.
I hate that feeling.
Mm-hmm. I'm always, just dragging one of your legs behind you. Yeah, totally. You,
just drag. That's what I was doing.
Trying to get to the couch or something. Jake's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I guess.
I got this long-ass leg. I'm like, God damn it. What you...
I like that you're gripping the wall.
Yeah, you have to sometimes.
I get lightheaded because I have low blood pressure, and then sometimes I like feel like I'm going to pass out when I stand up. So sometimes when I get off the toilet, I end up falling onto the floor and sitting there for a while.
Oh, God. No. That's bad in a different way.
Yeah.
What can help your blood pressure? Should I feed you more salt?
I think cold water. That I just drink a crap ton of water.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why that works, but it does.
And more volume to your blood means more pressure.
Oh. Can you drink blood?
Probably not without barfing.
Oh my gosh.
Can you drink blood? I mean, yeah, you can.
It fixes it faster is my thought process there.
So where are you taking the blood from? Who?
Yeah, whomst's blood are you drinking?
Well, maybe they have low blood pressure banks.
I think water's good for now. It's like pretty cheap. Not really gross.
Already hooked up to your house.
Not coming from somebody else's veins. You don't need that
blood spigot. Yeah.
Blood spigot.
I don't like that.
No.
That's my new band name. It's my new band, Blood Spigot.
It's definitely a good like metal band name. I wonder if it is one already, honestly.
I know, probably. We should get on SoundCloud. This is Blood Spigot.
That's no thanks. Setting. My vagina is the Blood Spigot.
That's the first album.
I should just look at all my texts to Jill, because I was just telling her that we had sex the other day with a tampon in.
Didn't even realize it.
Yeah, that's well, like, Todd realized it, but I had no idea. And Todd was like, why does this feel different?
I feel like this is occupado already.
He was like trying not to make me feel like bad. Like there's a way to make me feel bad about my vagina feeling different. Like didn't want to hurt my feelings. And I'm like, how can you hurt my feeling?
Like, thank you for knowing my crevices, sir. You can let me know if there's something wrong with it.
Yes, please. I really rely on my partner to know about the parts of my body I can't see and don't have much interest in.
Yeah, like my butthole. Will you look at it and tell me why it fucking feels like there's a hemorrhoid? This is what having a partner is for, showing buttholes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, can you make sure my butthole's okay? I just got that,
uh-huh. He just nods too.
Yes, uh-huh. I will.
Oh, shoot. Wait a second. I'm looking at my text from Jill, and I said... to Jill, none of these dudes run to Katie.
Oh yeah, she always runs to
them. So rude.
I agree completely.
Oh, you mean like for the hug jump?
Yeah
they should totally hug jump on her. Let's do that. Well, let's, you know.
Yeah, or she should be catching them thing. Yes.
Or just like kind of racing to be with her and hug her first. But
yeah,
no, I really want to see one run and jump and just lay her out.
If you go to like Bachelor Clues or Game of Roses, you can see lots of hoojus. There's a whole...
Oh, I know. I followed them. They're so funny. Yeah,
there's dudes on girls and dudes on dudes.
Yeah, that's I love true. Him.
But not on the show.
We gotta practice.
Yeah. You can do it, but be careful of his back sometimes. It doesn't feel so good.
Yeah, I always just crawl all over him all the time.
Like, you're fine, right? I'm on you now.
We play this game where I say, I'm so nimble, and then I'm all over him, and I'm not nimble. I'm a giant. So it's not, but then we both laugh about it really hard and usually end up fucking around anyway, so it gets...
That's a cute game. I like it.
I'm gonna play that.
I'm the worst at flirting. It's just like, do you want to let me beat you up until you fuck me? Like,
yeah, I'm actually not sure that that's what flirting is.
I don't know either. He's into it, I think. So
okay, cool.
Beat him up.
That's all that matters.
I'm gonna beat you up until you like me.
I'm so irritating. I'm just like, I'll poke him. I will like be just, you know, like monkeying around it, like picking his blackheads and ear hairs and just yeah, I don't know, just in general being annoying. Yeah. I like to groom my partner before the coitus.
Pretty gross.
I like this documentary.
Here we observe a wild Mallory grooming her partner before they make love. My David Attenborough would be so creepy. It's like Daniel Attenborough, David's weird cousin.
I'm for it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Todd sometimes will like say really annoying things and do really annoying things, and then after I'm like very patient, he'll just yell, can't you tell I want attention?
Yes.
So then I'll like stop what I'm doing and, you know, do nice things.
I do good. The exact same thing, which is me running around making, I don't know, doing the same thing. Usually making dumb, weird noises for way too long, or like just, I don't know, standing around him like fidgeting. And then he's like, do you need attention? And I'm like, yes, I fucking do. Holy shit. But I'm definitely too prideful to ask for it. So please help me.
Please help.
Just annoy you until you pay attention to me.
Help.
You guys are funny. Are we so excited about Paradise?
I think so.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
It is my favorite part of the franchise, so yes. And it's like next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts next Monday. There's going to be so many people on it.
A lot of people I like. I am
thrilled already about the Joe and Kendall situation happening.
No!
So.
No, Joe with what's her name from Canada is so cute. And then Kendall has to come wreck it.
Is that tough?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm excited about that.
I love Kendall. I trust her.
I like her too, but they broke up.
He dumped her and moved back to Chicago, so there's probably some hurt feels there. Yeah.
He dumped her? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They broke up because he was like, I don't want to live in LA anymore. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's so handsome.
This water's empty and I keep trying to drink it. He is very handsome. I do like Joe.
That's what he said. He said, I'm too handsome.
Who did he say that to?
He said it to the ITMs and like the very, right before he went home. You know?
On Pecos?
He went home the first night, right?
Yeah. So like, that's one of the things he said. That's funny.
He's like, I can't be single something. Blah, 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 blah. I'm too handsome.
Too handsome.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think it's funny that he broke up with Kendall because he didn't want to live in LA anymore, and then you're doing Bachelor in Paradise, and like, it's not Bachelor in Chicago Paradise, my dude, so like, you're probably gonna
meet
somebody
from
not Chicago.
That tiny right. Canadian girl lives in Toronto, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's
still maybe
not Chicago.
No, but it's way more easty.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know where that is.
We don't know about Canadian geography. We barely know about American geography.
That's actually true in my case.
Yeah. No, I'm terrible at geography.
Oh, I thought you were being facetious, but like, yes, I also am terrible at geography.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm being quite literal about my badness.
I feel like you guys aren't that bad at it. You just, nobody cares about Canada.
No, that's not it at all.
Okay, I'm finding how far Toronto
is. Their PR is not great.
From Boston, did you say?
That's true. Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yeah, I don't know the East Coast very well.
There's too many states over there. They're too small and close together. It's like Europe. I don't understand that either.
Okay. Chicago to Toronto is only 8 hours away.
Of a drive.
Oh.
Of
driving.
Yeah. That's not
well, that's way quicker than California. So, yeah. Okay.
It's really, it's like Toronto's but really close to
New York. Do you think that he walked into Paradise and was like, let me see your address so we can MapQuest it really quick?
No, you were saying everybody's from LA, and I'm saying the girl he hooked up with happens to be pretty close to him.
Yeah, that is true.
Why can't I remember her name? Serena.
I can't. Serena.
Serena
That's
P.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Serena P.
Guys.
What is her name? Jessamine? Jessalyn? Jessa?
Shoot, I knew it until just now.
I think
Jessenia.
Well, she's on Jessenia. I'm excited to see what's going on with her. It seemed like a lot.
Jessenia, Abigail is going to be there.
Yeah, Abigail.
My favorite girl from
Pete's
season.
I feel like Abigail being there is going to be kind of boring. I feel like Abigail is going to shack up right away and it's going to be kind of boring. So, I mean, she's nice. I like
her. Somebody to be in a relationship the whole time. Who from Pete's season? Kelsey.
Kelsey, my favorite.
I'm excited to see Kelsey.
I love
her.
Oh,
and fucking
oh my god, are you okay? Demi. Oh yeah, Demi's back.
Oh, and boy band.
Awesome. Trub.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah.
They like make out so hard. He's like biting her lip.
Yeah, it looks uncomfortable. It's not for me, but they seem to be into it. and Becca Kufrin, first lead.
Oh, I missed that.
To be on Bachelor in Paradise in the history of Paradise.
Yeah.
Damn. I wonder if there's somebody that she's there specifically to try to paradise it up with.
I don't know, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Next week. Woo! Can we watch live on
ABC?
The website?
I don't think you can watch live on the website. I think you have to have actual
cable. So it airs on
Mondays,
so we get it on Tuesdays?
Yeah. But we could probably watch live at my mom's house. So.
I'm into that.
Text you later, Mary.
Yeah. This one's for you, girl.
Snacks and friends.
Now we'll be there.
Yeah. I think it would be fun to do some podcasts during Paradise 2. I don't think I'm going to be able to do every week. How about you guys?
No.
Yeah.
Every other, maybe.
Feel like summer's over for me,
so you've got more time.
Yeah.
How long does Paradise run for? Like 8 weeks?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably after August. I could probably do a September start.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it. And then if Hillary's like, summer's over, I only want to talk about The Bachelor every day, then we can do some extra episodes. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Sounds fun. I've had a lovely time. I'm pretty hungry, so I think I might go.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I think we talked about things enough.
Yeah.
I want food in my hole. Yeah. What about food right in my hole? Guess which one?
That's gross. I don't think, did any of us have snacks? I
drink like actual faces my husband makes at me while he hears only my part of this conversation. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know that hearing the whole conversation would change much for him.
I don't think it would. And he just wouldn't be surprised. He's like, yep, that all checks out.
He's married to you. I had chicken and corn and rice from a Bon Appetit recipe.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
It was like cut off the cob. I've never done that.
Oh, fancy. Mm-hmm. It's more delicious sir that way.
It was.
And then you're supposed to, like, scrape the cob to get all the corn milk out. Did they tell you to do that? If it's a real juicy one, if you take the back of your knife to the cob and go through all the little corn holes, you get all this, like, sweet corn milk.
Oh, sweet, sweet corn milk.
It sounds really gross, but I think it's really good.
Yeah.
We made shrimp tacos last night.
Ooh.
And this doesn't seem like something that would be good left over, but we did eat cold shrimp tacos for lunch and they were very good.
That sounds good.
It's like you make them in the oven, so you cook them all at once And I'll send you the recipe from America's Test Kitchen because it was super easy and very delicious.
Yeah, I would love that. That sounds so good. Ooh, yeah. I made biscuits and gravy yesterday for Kip's birthday, so we had that. And then we had leftovers today, so I had some of that.
My love. I just did the hugest throat gurgle, and I think it was specifically about biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. It's just like an inherent reaction.
Yeah, I just need it. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
There's a little shack, a little coffee drive-through shack that sells breakfast.
Oh, Juice and Java, or the one on 6th Street or whatever?
One on 6th and Naval.
Yeah, they're great. Love them.
They have $3 biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, they're, it's pretty, pretty fucking good.
It's delicious. Yeah. And it's $3.
Yeah, and I'm like kind of picky because I can make a good one on my own. And so when we had them for the first time, I was like, oh, fuck. Honestly, every breakfast sandwich I've had from them is also super bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like bagel breakfast sandwiches.
Yes, so I was just about to say that.
So much stuff on them and like cream cheese.
With the
cheese,
pesto. Like the with the pesto.
Ooh, there's a pesto one?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, it's so good. Ham and pesto and it's hella bomb. Yeah.
Okay. I just never go.
That was
for
why
breakfast.
I started doing that, right, babe? Yeah it was them.
True. But it's right down the street from me, and it's so good.
Yeah, we used to go sometimes when we worked in the office, or somebody would go, and I'd be like, "I'll give you $12. Bring me back so much food." But I don't go anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Maybe tomorrow I'll take a break and then I'll go, or maybe I'll wake up early enough and go get it. You don't know.
I don't.
It's Friday. Treat yourself.
Yeah. I'm probably going to sleep in, though, instead. We'll see what happens.
It's also an option.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk to you ladies maybe next week.
Okay, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe next week. If not, sometime after that.
Okay.
Love you, babies.
Bye.
Bye.